live in a fast-paced world. Fast movement, fast food, fast learning, and fast results. Isn't that just crazy? Sometimes we just need to slow down. Hey everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode. I'm your host Sarah Dema, and this is A Bit of Everything. If you still haven't listened to any of the previous episodes from A Bit of Everything, don't forget to go and check them out on all podcast platforms, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or my Telegram channel, or wherever you get your podcast. When we come to think of the modern world, one of the bold characteristics of our modern society is fast movement. So many of you might not be so familiar with this concept. I remember I was around 18 or 19 years old when I had a presentation in one of my oratory courses. And I chose this subject and I came across it. I had some research and I was so captivated by this concept of fast movement in the modern world. When I delved further into this subject, I realized so many things that we have been living in the modern world. I mean, fast movement represents the present state of the modern world. It represents all the fast features of the society, how everything is moving too fast. If we look at our everyday life, from the very moment we get up in the morning, when we set the alarm and then it goes off and then we jump out of bed, we wash our face very quickly, we grab a cup of coffee with that fast coffee maker, and then we have our breakfast very fast, we grab our keys and we jump into the car, or we run to catch the bus, to catch the cab, or, you know, one of the means of transports that shows this fast movement very clearly to me, that constantly keeps reminding me of the fast movement, is the subway. When you want to use the subway, you can clearly see how people and everyone is running to get to the destination as soon as possible. And it's just crazy. And then when you get to work, you do everything very quickly to meet the deadlines, to do the project. And then you have your lunch very fast. Maybe we have a fast food. And then we just want to get the job done as soon as possible so we can get home as soon as possible. There is this traffic jam, you know, everyone keeps horning and we want to get home as soon as possible. So we grab a meal, a fast meal again, to grab a drink or whatever. Then we go to bed and we keep living just like a robot in a fast-paced modern world. What is so interesting about the fast movement is the fact that it has changed our sense of timing and how we perceive time, our concept of time over all these changes in the modern world. As if we have this internal timing that keeps pushing us to move faster and faster with every passing day. It's like we have an internal alarm that goes off constantly to meet different deadlines, to get to different destinations as soon as possible. And I was reading in one article and it was written that this fast pace of society creates expectations that can't be rewarded fast. I mean, these high expectations that we have to, for example, achieve fast and quick results in a matter of no time is rooted in the fast movement concept, because we expect to achieve results in a matter of no time, and this is one of the features of the fast-paced modern world. If I want to share with you one of the bold weak points of mine, I would say being impatient is one of the terrible characteristics of mine that I believe is rooted in the fast movement concept. Perhaps so many of us suffer from this bad habit that we have, like we are so impatient to achieve what we want. And not only in achieving goals and these kind of things related to growth, but also in our regular everyday activities that we experience. For example, when I went to catch a bus, I run very fast. Like sometimes I was about to hurt myself. And I always have this feeling, unfortunately, I'm very obsessed with time, as I've mentioned before. I always have this feeling that I'm running out of time. And I gotta catch up on so many things, and I have a lot on my plate that I'm afraid of not being able to catch up on what I gotta do. And this fear is constantly within me, and I can hardly ever relax and take things easy, because I feel like I kinda might have this FOMO, this fear of missing out that so many of us might also have, one of the characteristics as I mentioned, because we don't want to miss out on so many things. So let's do it as soon as possible so we can catch up on that, so we can meet the deadline, we can get to the destination. Just let's do it, you know what? Have you ever noticed how slow things drive us crazy? For me personally, it literally drives me crazy and I go nut. And slow drivers, for example, slow internet, slow grocery lines, when I have to stay in a long line to get what I want, or when you have to wait when you want to see a doctor, and then you have an appointment, and then we have to wait for some hours. Oh, that's just a pain. So these slow things drive us crazy because we are used to these fast things. We are accustomed to the fast movement. Otherwise, we are irritated. We are feeling restless. There is something wrong. We're falling behind. No, I gotta go. I can't make it. I'm running late. You know what I'm saying? So these kind of situations, like to be honest with you, I've been learning every single day, and I've been working on myself to learn to slow down, because what is so terrible about this fast movement, maybe, of course, every movement, every concept has got its own positive sides and negative sides. Of course, with the advancements of technology, everything is getting faster and faster, and the root of this fast movement goes back to the technology that has made life so fast and easier. So on the bright side, it has facilitated so many things for us in a matter of no time. So from one side, it has saved us so much time. And then from the dark side, what really bothers me and what I have been noticing recently is being in a rush constantly to achieve what you want, to get somewhere as soon as possible, can really hurt you. When I was about to get hurt in the streets several times when I was running, when I was about to just harm myself in some situations as a result of being so impatient, I came to the realization that, Sarah, just slow down. Nothing is really worth running this much. You know what I'm saying? It is just crazy to be so much in a rush all the time to just, you know, hurt yourself, and perhaps that can actually stop you from getting what you want. make this story short, what I want to ask you by the end of this episode is to slow down. Whatever you do, just take some moment to reflect on what you do, on your path of life, on your goals, on your everyday activities, on your desires and wishes, on your internal feelings. Being conscious of what's going on inside you can make you feel so much more relaxed and conscious of your path to the future, perhaps. So slowing down not only helps us reflect on so many things in our lives, on our internal thoughts, but also it helps us be present and enjoy the little things in our everyday life. I hope you guys enjoyed this edition from A Bit of Everything on fast movement, and I hope you get the chance to slow down and enjoy the little things in everyday life. Don't forget to rate and leave a review, and I would be more than pleased if you share your suggestions with me in the comment section below or through my email in the description below. Thanks for tuning in until another exciting bit of everything. Stay safe and bye-bye.